we basically we allowed ourselves to think a little bit big here. Yeah. You know, we're at 30,000 feet. There's a lot of properties involved. Obviously, you know, the Black Pearl property would have to cooperate with all this.
So they would lose their floats?
They'd lose them, but you'd gain it with some wraparound floats and fingers here.
Yeah. So we would still have use of the, on the middle pier, the where the boats, the vessels tie.
Yeah, yeah. And one little statistic, I did measure, you know, you can kind of see in the aerial, this isn't the latest and greatest outline, but the existing length of floats that the city has is 906 approximately. And what this shows, this float and this one, this length of float, and these fingers here add up to 1,044. So there's actually more, and that doesn't even include all these little fingers, I didn't count those, but there's a little more length of float for, that the city would occupy.
So what was that number again?
So 906 existing and 1,044 proposed for the city. Yeah.
Hopefully like four extra floats.
And the thing about the floats is...
Well, we actually get more deep water here as
yeah.
well.
You do that over time. You know, you'd utilize the floats you had and put them into some arrangement similar to this. And then you could add fingers later if you need them or want them.
So how big of vessels are going to be moored at the breakwater?
Right here?
Yeah, what size?
That's...
What I'm wondering, would it block views from the park? Or in the field? If you had large...
Mm-hmm. We're seeing, you know, larger and larger traffic coming into Rockland
right.
Harbor.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you noticed this summer or not, but we regularly had 50-meter-plus boats at anchor in the outer harbor.
Yeah.
So I would expect that type of traffic during the course of the summer mm-hmm. season, you know. So, you know, much like when the cruise line is there, I suppose they block the view to a certain extent. Yachts would as well, but... you know, I think we talked a little bit about this in our harbor meetings. You know, certainly some of these boats are the spectacle during the season, and people like to see those as well. So, and you know, the summer really is July 4th to Labor Day. You know, that's the season where that marina is full and operating.
So, Bill, are you looking at, because we did see some of those unbelievable pleasure boats,
yeah.
we'll call them that.
Yeah.
They were phenomenal, and people would come just to see them because it was a spectacle.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going for? But I'm hearing also a lot of this is aimed at the cruise industry. So I think as a commission, we want to be really clear, is this whole redesign about accommodating cruise ships, which I heard Mike say several times,
yeah.
or is this about coordinating with pleasure boaters?
On our side, what we intended to do right from the start was to accommodate more transient yachts of all sizes. So that's where we see Rockland as a real growth opportunity in increasing the transient traffic that's coming into town. We're seeing it, you know, when I was a kid, never a yacht that came into Rockland. You know, everybody came to Canada. Everybody skipped Rockland. And now you're seeing it as a destination. So we see transient traffic increasing tremendously. Just in the time we've been operating the marina over about 7 years, I would say that our transient business is probably quadrupled, if not sixfold, of yachts coming into the harbor. So creating a destination for those yachts and creating more opportunity for transient traffic to come in is what we're about. When we looked at the pier, ACL in particular seems to be a fairly low impact, welcomed addition to the city. In other words, they're bringing in 100 people at a time, not 1,000 people at a time. So our plans for, you know, making this work, what we build over there on our side of the harbor, impacts how they can maneuver.
Right.
So they come in the harbor, they've got to spin around, they've got to turn around. So we didn't want to build something that was just like, hey guys, we don't want to be here, this is too much of a pain. So we wanted to be considerate of their needs while we were, you know, laying this out. Not to encourage them one way or the other necessarily. It was really just to be considerate of the business that they're already bringing to the island.
Sure. No, understood. Thank you.
So, Matt, under this scenario, where would the tenders land?
For the large cruise ships?
Yeah.
So we would actually, instead of having the 105 facility where it currently is,
yeah,
that would be the 105 facility there. The tenders would moor up to this dock and use that brow right there. See that ramp?
Yeah.
Right there? On this side, it would be completely segregated so that we could actually have ACL cruise ships there as well and use this side.
Is that actually two different piers?
Well, this right here is a dock.
The black, okay.
Yeah, right here are
just segregated.
Floats.
Yep. Oh,
okay, so you could actually have the buses come in here, passengers walk up. So number one, it helps us with security, so we can completely segregate the public side from the 105 facility side, so we don't have to worry about helping people up and down.
Yeah,
you know, it's really kind of a pain.
But the buses wouldn't be able to loop though, like they do.
Well, we can loop down here, come on through, park, pick them up, and then come back up. Now, the most important part is half the phone calls and the issues that I see is the fact that people can't get down to the public landing during those days. Well, with this scenario, they can use a public landing as much as they want all year round, with the exception of the Lobster Festival and, you know, the regular festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So where the tenders land is the middle of the year, where the two tubes and morning and main.
Correct. Yep. And with these finger piers right here, two tubes, you know, mooring in main, they'd be mooring up to the same pier.
So would we still be having transient at the regular, what's left of the current?
When, over here?
Yeah.
Yes, that would be the public landing. So, you know, even during cruise ship season, they can use that uninhibited.
So they would have to walk over to the harbor master for showers and used laundry?
Well, that's something we need to talk about probably at another meeting, but we'll definitely have to have some sort of facilities over here. And Julie and I have hashed that out a little bit.
We were just talking about that an hour ago.
Yeah, had a ramp on this side as well, so on the boat system, you could get a ramp here.
Mm-hmm.